Commentary: Thailand must compete for a brighter future. One comment I keep hearing from business executives, economists, and government officials who are concerned about our collective well-being is that we seriously need to improve our economic capabilities. They're worried because global competitiveness surveys have shown that our economic competitiveness is falling behind other developing countries. Our investments in health and basic education, technology and innovation were also lackluster, landing us in 78th, 84th, and 68th places, respectively. Our political parties concentrate on improving people's income through handouts rather than investing in education, research, and bureaucratic reform. The private sector has already called for more state investment in research and development. At present, state spending on R&D stands at only 0.3% of GDP, with the ratio of researchers at a lowly 300 per 1 million population. The industrial sector has contributed most to our annual economic output, amounting to about half, although it relies significantly on imports. Meanwhile, the share of the agricultural sector has decreased significantly to 8% over the past three decades, but it still employs around half of the total workforce, or 17 million. While Thailand has great potential to supply the world with high-quality crops and fill the gaps in global food security, our rice pledging program is biased towards subsidies and away from improving yield and quality rice breeds, crucial to sustain our competitiveness. The service sector, which encompasses small entrepreneurs as well as large businesses such as in tourism and healthcare, accounts for 40% of the country's growth. Clearly, we have a huge opportunity to grow by improving human resources to produce higher value modern services. Public investment has been only around 15% of the total budget during the past several years, compared to the 25% target. The government has grand plans to invest 2.27 trillion baht in mega projects such as high-speed trains, deep-sea ports, expanding Suvarnabhumi Airport, and upgrading the telecommunications system. Parliament will soon debate if these mega project budgets can be approved separately from the annual budget. Certainly, this approach will compromise the need for proper scrutiny, which is required for all projects under the regular annual budgetary framework. It is important that the public have a say in determining appropriate projects. The government must establish an effective monitoring system to ensure transparency and people's participation. After all, it is the taxpayers' money they are spending. And why not allocate a larger budget to R&D also?